Don't forget that there is a someone up above.
All right, Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you here. The Brain Injury Association of Michigan's Fall Conference 2017, 140 or so booths here, 1,500 attendees. I mean, it's the cutting edge of who's who in helping people with brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries, and so forth. One of the folks has been on the cutting edge for a long time, John Cornack. He is the president of the Eisenhower Center, which you would find in Ann Arbor, a state-of-the-art facility dealing with these folks. John, good to talk to you again.
Oh, nice to talk to you, Steve.
So, all right, let's start with the Eisenhower Center. I mean, I look around this room, and every year I come here, I'm actually in wonder at the advancements that are made year to year. It's incredible the amount of science and breakthroughs that are made here.
Yeah, Michigan is unique. Part of it is we get to actually take care of the most wounded and injured people in America due to car accidents. So all that research goes back into how do we help the folks across the country.
And so, you do a lot of that. So, and I know that the Eisenhower Center is working in conjunction with the National Football League, the NFL's Players Association, with a facility examining head injuries for football players, which has taken on a lot of prominence in recent years, of course, with the movie and so forth. But that's down in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, I hope the facility's in good shape, first of all.
Well, yeah, thank you for asking. The facility made it through this latest storm. We are above the storm surge, so that was good. We have a little bit of damage in our gym and things like that, but we're fully powered and operational today. So we took our clients out because we don't want to put anyone in harm's way. We brought them up here up north, and they're waiting to go back down now. They'll be going back down on Friday.
Now, when you hear these conversations on a regular basis about people that want to change or eliminate Michigan's no-fault insurance plan that's been in place since the mid-1970s, and there's $20 billion or so in that fund. And for people that don't know, if you go above $555,000 in expenses from an automobile accident in Michigan because of the catastrophic fund, the rest is covered, and that includes in-home coverage and so forth, which, by the way, is not covered by things like Medicaid. If you're injured and you're on the government plan, guess what? You're out of luck. So it's a very good plan in Michigan if you get injured that way.
Yeah, and it's the same with our industry. We're a residential setting, so we house folks with behavioral health issues. And that's not covered either. So, you know, when you get into some of these universal health and all those kind of things, it's interesting, but you have to be carved into the plan. It's very easy to not be included from our perspective.
Two things then. If auto no-fault changed in Michigan, the people in this room today that are on the cutting edge of research and science and practical application to help people, get part of their life back or have some freedom or some independence, those things, a lot of these people in this room would be gone.
Yeah, I'd say the vast majority of people in this room, the companies that support these most injured individuals would be gone. They would be, they'd close down. In other states where they've gotten rid of auto no-fault, like in Colorado and Pennsylvania and things like that, especially Colorado because they just did away with it, those folks aren't being cared for at all.
But there's a big push on in Michigan for that to happen here. So the other thing being, Bernie Sanders announcing yesterday his big single-payer system, Medicaid, Medicare for all, basically a government-controlled system to do it all for everybody, that would eliminate the people in the room here as well.
Yeah, especially the bigger residential settings. They would be hard-pressed to stay open. Yep.
Now, some would argue that what we have in Michigan under the no-fault system is a single-payer system of sorts, but it's not. It's not Bernie's system.
No, what happened, it's funded by the people. So you got $20 billion with amazing funds to help these folks, and some of these are expensive endeavors, and it's covered 100% fully. And that's what makes this system work, is because it's not about taxes. It's about we're paying for our ability to drive, but at the same time, it's covering our really long-term health care. So it's the best system ever. It's the most affordable.
And as a result, and again, as I say, I marvel at what goes on in this room when it comes to independence, getting some self-respect back because you're able to do some things on your own. And what Michigan does as a result of this, and shares it not just with the rest of the country, but with the rest of the world when it comes to closed head injuries, traumatic brain injuries, it is a product of this 1976 law. So we do pay more for car insurance, but I'm told that coming out this afternoon, there's a bipartisan plan that you can learn more about at protectnofault.org, where there's a plan going to be put forward to protect no fault, but also to lower people's rates, so everybody wins.
Yeah, well, Steve, we've been at the table a long time trying to negotiate with the insurance industry.
Sure.
What they want is everything. And they want to get rid of all the benefits, still have no fault because that means we can't sue them. They want to keep that part of the no fault law, but they want to give away all the meat of the product. And the funny part of it is the MCCA is there to take care of the meat. They don't even, the insurance industry doesn't even have to worry about that after the $555,000.
So and what did I hear? That 15% of my auto insurance, the money that I pay to my insurance company, and I like my insurance company. They treat me well, and I pay them their 15%. But it's just 15% that goes to this catastrophic care, correct?
All correct. It's $160 around that. They just went up again.
It varies a little bit.
What a John Prosser and I don't understand is every time it goes up, it's when they're the healthiest. So they're at $20 billion. They're making more money. They don't know what to do with their money, so they increased our rates again. And I think that's just to make the average go up so these people can scream out. And, it's an election year.
Yeah,
so we're going to make this election issue.
This is a big push, though. Some folks want to get this changed before Thanksgiving. I'll give you the final word on this. Do you think that's going to happen? Do you think there's going to be a change before the end of this year on no fault, or does Protect No Fault and the plan being put forth today, does it get through?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the reality is we'd love it to if they'll listen to our reforms and bipartisan reforms and make this a fair and balanced proposal. We're happy about that. But we're not going to just succumb to the big insurance giants. Right now we have a specialist looking at these things, and they don't like what he's saying, but he's telling the truth. You know, our good drivers, even in all the cities like Flint, Midland, Detroit, they're just having their rates go up because the insurance industry can. It's not that they should, it's that they can.
They're getting away with it.
Yeah, and when you look at Detroit, everyone's talking about this unbelievable resurgence of Detroit, the inner city, Google, we're bringing all these people down. They're making good money. In about a year from now, the rates are going to come down in Detroit just because you have the white-collar workers working in Detroit again.
Supply and demand.
Of course it is.
There
so it's naturally going to come down anyway.
John Kornack, always a great conversation. I could spend an hour with you. I could spend an hour with Prosser. John Kornack, president of the Eisenhower Center. You're listening to the Steve Gerber Show.